Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once again to Food for the Journey. I've just been sitting here reflecting once again on how many saints we celebrate during this month. I haven't counted them in other months, but it just seems like October is particularly rich with the lives of saints. There are some more major feasts in other months, but this just seems day by day to be particularly blessed with stories of the backgrounds of so many saints. I really encourage you. In fact, I know I've mentioned this before, but again, I want to say it. Read the lives of the saints. They can be so helpful in making the right decisions. They can be so helpful. They can be encouraging. They can be inspiring to see what they overcame for the love of God, in order that others might know the love of God. And brothers and sisters, we need that kind of zeal today. In North America, we need that kind of zeal. We need it throughout the Western world in a particular way, though we need it throughout the whole world. But in a particular way, we need Catholics, Christians who go back centuries of Christianity flourishing in their lands. We need to recover the zeal for the gospel. We need to recover the courage of the saints who have gone before us. Brothers and sisters, don't eliminate yourself. Don't say, well, that doesn't apply to me. It applies to us, whatever our walk, whatever our state in life, whatever our gifts, whatever our weaknesses, whatever our conditions. We're all called. Whether we're bedridden, whether we're the most active athlete in the world, it doesn't matter. What matters is your heart. What matters is your heart. Is it truly given over to God? Today we celebrate the feast of St. Anthony Mary Claret. St. Anthony Mary Claret, or Claret, I am not sure the pronunciation. He was born in Spain to poor parents. He preached in his native Catalonia, founding the missionary Sons of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Claretian Fathers. Notice how many orders were started in these years to further the spread of the gospel. In 1850, he was appointed Archbishop of Santiago, Cuba, where in 6 years he enacted wide-ranging reforms amid harsh opposition. A knife attack on his life left him severely scarred. Yet he forgave his attacker and worked to have the man's sentence remitted. Recalled to Spain by Queen Isabella, he followed her into exile. Summarizing his life, he said, "I have fulfilled my mission. I have preached the gospel. I have kept holy poverty." What would you say at the end of your life, depending on your state in life? We need saints who are married. We need saints who are single. We need saints who are committed to the Lord in particular ways. You don't say, oh, well, that's for the sisters, that's for the nuns, that's for the priests. No, it isn't. It's for every single one of us within our state in life, within the responsibilities of our state in life. I am called to be a saint. Let's take a look at the first reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 32 to the 8th verse of chapter 5. So 4:32 to 5:8. Brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. You could take that for the next year. Right there, that verse. Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love, as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. Immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be mentioned among you. Let me say that again. Immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be mentioned among you. As is fitting among holy ones, no obscenity, no silly, no suggestive talk. Doesn't mean you have to be serious. There's a gift of humor, but it doesn't have to be obscene, silly, or suggestive, which is out of place. But instead, thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no immoral or impure or greedy person, that is an idolater. In other words, you've set up false gods. And that's where your time, your talent, and your treasure go. So no immoral or impure or greedy person, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. To put it succinctly, you can't worship false gods. If you do, you take yourself out of the kingdom. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. So do not be associated with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Shine in me. You know, one of my favorite prayers, you know it, many of you, shine in me and so be in me that all with whom I come in contact may know thy presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to end up worshiping false gods. And the world urges us to worship false gods. Doesn't call them that, of course. This is what you need. This is what you want. This is what will make you beautiful, popular. This is what will earn you a great deal of money. Whatever the enticement, it's all false. Give up any worship of false gods. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. So do not be associated with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Shine in me. I'm repeating this for a reason. Shine in me. So be in me that all with whom I come in contact may know thy presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. That's not just a pious prayer. That can be a reality. It can. Psalm 1, behave like God as his very dear children. You are a son or daughter of God, the Father. You're not your own. You are bought with a price. Glorify God in your body, your mind, your spirit. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. You want to prosper, be rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're rooted, that means that's where you draw your food, that's where you draw your drink, that's where you draw your nourishment. That's where you draw faith and hope and love. That's where you draw the sense of justice, fortitude. Drink from the well of salvation. Put your roots down in Jesus Christ. Your word, O Lord, is truth, says the antiphon before the gospel. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Let me live in the truth today, the reality today. Don't let me disguise it. Don't let me turn away from the truth to follow my own ways. Let me be immersed in the truth. The truth is a person, Jesus Christ. Let me be immersed in the truth that I may follow the way that leads to eternal life. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. 18 years. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and he said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." Can you imagine how startled you'd be? He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, and I'm not saying that with that tone of voice in any way to mock the Jews. We do this all the time. We do. We get indignant when our law, our idea of what's right and wrong is violated. They were to do no work on the Sabbath. Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath. The Pharisees are furious instead of rejoicing that God had visited his people. Do you see how we can get distorted and our goals can change, our priorities become different? We get distorted when we don't have God first in our lives. There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord said to him in reply, hypocrites. Because he's not just speaking to him. Hypocrites. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? They could do what was absolutely essential. This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated. And the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. He confronted them. There is a place sometimes, brothers and sisters, to confront, not out of hatred, but out of love. Jesus confronted, he said hard things, but he did because he loved that person and he wanted that person with him forever. But as I say so many times, he gave us free will so that love is not love if it's coerced. He gave us a free will that we might decide. If that Pharisee thought for a moment and gave up his embarrassment and gave up his anger and thought for a moment and looked at the face of Jesus, saw the look would be a look of love. Even in the midst of a stern rebuke, they would be eyes of love. He wanted him set free from his bondage to the law. Not to discard the law, but bondage to the law, not having the law in right perspective. What is it in us, brothers and sisters, that can be an obstacle to following God more closely? What in us keeps us back from loving? What in us finds it hard to rejoice when somebody else does something good because, well, they don't follow our way or they don't belong to our church? Be careful. Be very, very careful. Yes, love the truth. Yes, embrace the truth. Yes, follow the truth. But do it in such a way, and God will give you the wisdom, do it in such a way that you can bring others alongside you, not pushing them away. Brothers and sisters, this is the year of mercy. God wants to use us to bring mercy to many. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.